This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, folks, we're back at it. The broadcast week begins right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And for those of you who have been bummed the past few weeks because we haven't had our good buddy John Rappaport on from nomorefakenews.com, God bless him. He's back. John, my friend, it's so good to hear from you. And also, and I said this off the air, that you are honoring energy levels and what you're putting out with a prolific writing schedule, that doing interviews can sometimes be exhausting. And I've been on the receiving end experience of that. And I want this to be a prime example for everybody out there that when you have a mission and a passion in life, you don't do it to your own detriment. That is not necessary. And a lot of people do. And John, hats off, man, for you recognizing, you know, what you can do and when you can do it.
Appreciate it, Robert. And it's good, needless to say, to be back with you, because this is, you know, truth central.
Yes, it is. We just love it. And, you know, people are like, oh, no, John. I'm like, dude, John, he's doing so much. Share his articles. It's okay. And when we get to talk together, and let's be honest, the calendar year 2020 has been a banner year for us together, you know, as we've been doing shows from time to time over a lot of years now. We had never done, I don't know that we had ever done on an almost weekly schedule with rare exception. And it's been like that this year. And I think rightfully and needfully so. And thankfully that you've been able to do that with me as much as possible to kind of give a different life to the written word and to help be able to talk about these things. And it gets some people hear it better that way. So we're going to go back at it today, and we're going to start. Yeah, we're going to talk election. We'll talk the fraud of the election, yes. But right now, we've got to talk the biggest breaking story from last week, and we played a clip of Fauci acknowledging what you and I have been saying for years about PCR. The cycles, the number of cycles, it matters, and the fact that there is no standard for it, it matters as it relates to these cycles. And maybe you can reveal a little bit about what Fauci has said and how does that impact everything else going on around the world with COVID.
Indeed. Okay, so we've got him on tape, video, July 16th of this year, a podcast called This Week in Virology. And the point being, set this up a little bit, if the PCR test is the diagnostic test, supposed gold standard for the virus. That's how the diagnosis is made in a patient. You're infected, you're not infected. That's also how the case numbers are supposedly built. How many cases do we have, et cetera, et cetera. If a person dies, did they ever test positive for the virus, et cetera, all of that. So this test is driving the entire pandemic story, because coming from these numbers of cases, you get the fever, the hysteria, the fear, and the governors and the presidents and the prime ministers locking down, destroying economies, et cetera, et cetera. So we go back to that. Let's look at the test. So Fauci is basically saying here on the video, and I'm not going to quote him because it's kind of techno-speak, but I've translated it in my article. if you perform the test at 35 or more cycles, it's useless and worthless.
Mm-hmm.
And a cycle is an amplification or a magnification of the original test sample taken in a swab from the patient. And without going into a long song and dance, the idea is you take a tiny bit of what you assume to be a piece of a virus, we hope, we don't know, and then you keep blowing it up like you would in a photograph, but much higher rate of blow up. And each time you do that, take a quantum leap in magnification. That's called a cycle. And what Fauci is acknowledging here is that this is not a yes or no test, really. Depending on how many times you blow up or amplify that little sample from the patient, you reach a limit beyond which, if you keep blowing it up, the test is worthless and should be thrown out. And he says 35 cycles, that's it. Even at 35, that's too much. Anything 35 or higher, it's worthless. Okay, so now we go to a document from the CDC, which is posted on the FDA website. I'm getting down to it, scrolling here. And that means that since it's posted on the FDA website, it's FDA guideline policy as well as CDC. And this document, which I'm citing in the article, basically says, as it's certifying this test for use, the PCR test, it's saying you should run the test up to 40 cycles, not 35. And the implication is that in order to know whether you detect the virus in the patient, you should run it to 40 cycles. Because if you don't, you won't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that contradicts Fauci completely. So it's U.S. policy guideline from the FDA and the CDC to run the test incorrectly, completely incorrectly. And therefore, you've got millions of so-called cases of COVID-19 in America that are false positive. They, even by the definitions of the government medical people,
mm-hmm.
they would not be a case at all.
So based on,
so we've got them red-handed. This is a smoking gun.
Based on a test, we would argue, has no standard or validity. If you give it some level of validity at a certain cycle threshold, we have our government agency that's responsible for putting it out on the market as an emergency use authorization, not an approval, not a standardization. We have an agency telling everybody who does the test to run it to a ludicrous place, an absurd place, to determine whether you have a pandemic or a new case, so to speak. And so we have an entire pandemic created from a fictional test or a test run at to fictional levels. Does that make sense?
Exactly. And then from the New York Times, an article which I've cited and linked to, they say the number of this is a quote, the number of amplification cycles needed to find the virus, ... is never included in the results sent to doctors and coronavirus patients. In other words, if you have a PCR test, you're never going to know how many cycles it was run at. The doctor won't know, you won't know. The labs are not required to say, we assume that the labs are following government guidelines, which means 40 cycles, which means the whole thing is insane and useless. But that's the final capper on the whole thing. Labs don't or won't reveal their collusion in this crime. They don't say how many cycles your test was run at. 25, 30, 40, who knows, 42, whatever. So that's incredible. That's incredible. And that's the picture. I mean, as I say at the beginning of the article, the whole COVID-19 delusion is finished, blown apart. If you look at this material and you see what is happening with the test.
What if, you know, if they have no test, is there a pandemic? You know, and if so, what are we looking at? Are we not? I think back to, you know, your incredible research that brought out the book AIDS Incorporated and everything we've been discussing for decades here. If there is no HIV test, then what do we have? We have a series of symptoms due to arguably an immune corruption or even a collapse that we would look at on an individual case-by-case basis. What caused this as opposed to, hey, we found this thing and this thing proves that we found it, and then we find out the tests are not, in fact, finding anything. They are only determined via a subjective questionnaire after the test is given. I don't think that they're doing a subjective questionnaire with the so-called COVID PCR test, but still it's just as absurd if you've got no standard whatsoever, and the FDA says do 40 cycles. Fauci, supposedly the expert, says anything beyond 35 is absurd, and we would go back down to one cycle and say, wait, what is the basis for you running the amplification to find what? And they'd go, well, we have isolated this virus, and you've written extensively, I've reported extensively on this. What is viral isolation? It's not what you think it is. It's not pulling body fluids out and finding a virus. It's culturing this thing through incredible journeys through distant galaxies to come up with, like, and then we'll use the PCR to find it later. And you're like, how does anybody not look at this and go, this is the craziest thing I ever heard?
Exactly. Exactly, Robert. That's it. You've got it. And then if you actually look at the definition of the clinical symptoms in a patient that are supposed to be indicative of COVID-19,
yeah,
what you discover is, hey, it sounds exactly like flu or pneumonia.
Yes, yes.
And so it's not a unique set of...
That's the point. Let's take a break.
And signs or symptoms to begin with.
Yeah, let's come back and talk a little bit about that before we get in. I know everybody's anxious for us to talk about the election fraud and the currency reset. We're going to get to it, folks. Stick around. We got lots more to do with John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. If Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, as they always are, including direct links to John Rappaport's website, nomorefakenews.com. And I urge you to sign up for email alerts from John and also from me here, and you'll be kept abreast of situations in ways that you won't read about in many other places, even in so-called new media outlets, as John is related to us, and he can talk about so many things. Not everywhere do they get it to the depth that John does or that we try to do here. And our discussion, you know, I asked the question, John, what would AIDS be without the HIV test? It wouldn't be anything but what we would look at in the individual. What are these ailments that are popping up in these people? And in the same way, you ask them, pose the question and ask for a perspective on, without a so-called PCR test for COVID, which we dispute the whole basis for it, what would COVID be? And you rightly said, well, doesn't this pretty much match up with colds and flus and other respiratory conditions? And we can go on and on. They've made so many statements as to symptoms that are included in the umbrella as to be almost diagnostically meaningless, except for a test that has no valid standard.
Right. The point is sort of to make the range of symptoms bigger and bigger, you know, bordering on universal, so that it does become meaningless. And you put your finger on it right at the beginning, or as we were talking. Each patient is unique. Each person is unique. So why is this patient having these problems or symptoms? Well, you have to figure that out. And in some cases, it's pretty obvious. You know, you're living in a highly polluted city and breathing in toxic fumes every day. So why wouldn't you have symptoms? In other situations, it might not be as obvious at all, but you would have to dig and look for it. As opposed to, as you said, oh, we know what causes all these things, so all we have to do is run this test to see if you have this thing that we know. Hmm. And that's just absolutely the wrong approach.
Well, I know. And we've seen the playbook replayed over and over for decades. And I come back to, how is it that John Rappaport sees this? How is it that, you know, we are able to communicate this? It's not the first time. It's not our first, let's say, PCR rodeo to come to these conclusions. And I think as we now have Fauci as our witness, if you will, it's perhaps it opens people to suddenly go, oh, they weren't just making that up just to kind of, you know, draw more people in because it's fascinating and sensational. No, we were pointing out real deficiencies in the conclusions that were being made about whatever has been transpiring in the last year, in or out of Wuhan or wherever people claim that it is. And always I come back to the law of the terrain versus the germ theory as a basis for where medical science has gone wrong, looking at the result as the cause, you know, looking at it backwards, inside out and upside down, and then drawing, of course, all the wrong conclusions and then applying all the wrong remedies. That seems like a standard of care which is not very careful.
Indeed. And as you say, for me, it was going back to 1987 and writing my first book, AIDS, Inc., and the enormous confusion that I encountered, because the whole question of, well, what is causing it, meaning AIDS, and starting out with the premise, well, it must be the virus, and then fishing around there and then having all kinds of people tell me it was something else, and that something else could be any one of 16 different things. Until finally, one day, the whole thing came clear to me that there was no it, that is the central delusion. They give you a disease, they call it by a name, they say it's an it,
mm-hmm.
AIDS, COVID-19, whatever that is, and everybody then assumes, okay, it's an it. It's a specific, unique thing, this disease. And then the further you go down the rabbit hole, you suddenly realize, no, it isn't. In the case of AIDS, it was, well, people have terrible immune systems,
mm-hmm.
some worse than others, which could come from who knows how many different causes. And the only way to figure it out is with
right.
each individual person.
Yep, we come back to individualization, if you will. You don't get sick as a group. You don't get well as a group. You get sick as an individual, you get well as an individual. More of that, including None Dare Call It an Election, when we come back with John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yeah, we're going to dive into it. I know y'all want to hear it. Our discussion next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Saturday was the fourth straight day of record-high coronavirus infections in the United States. The COVID Tracking Project reporting there were more than 128,000 infections on Saturday, the fourth day in a row that topped 100,000. Nearly 11,000 people also died. Lots of people also took to the streets on Saturday as Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden declared himself the victor of the 2020 election, many of them not wearing masks or social distancing. The president of Mexico says he's holding off on congratulating Joe Biden. The president saying he'll wait until all the legal entanglements are resolved and then he'll congratulate the winner. That is also the policy of USA Radio News. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham said he will be calling on the Department of Justice and the Postmaster General to investigate a U.S. Postal Service whistleblower's claim about an alleged plot to backdate mail ballots in Pennsylvania. A rally supporting President Trump was held in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania on Saturday, with these voters believing
Trump had a following like the Beatles, and Biden had eight people in a room.
You look at his rallies in Butler County, we had 57,000 people there. The energy is there.
I want a fair election, and I don't think any vote should have been counted after 8 o'clock on Election Day.
Tropical Storm Eta made landfall in Cuba today. The storm is also expected to gain some strength once it is back over open warm water on its way to the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of South and Southwest Florida. Heavy rainfall is predicted in the next few days for most of Florida, all the way to the Bahamas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
As much as 2020 has been the craziest year that I've been alive, watching and witnessing the insanity of falling prey to the germ theory on steroids with the COVID, there was something called an election that happened just recently here in the United States that may have been more like a selection based on the fraud that is coming to light. About the deep state globalists, socialists, communists that are in support of Biden, Kamala, Kalimar, Harris to usher in a Chinese New Year in America. And John has an article out, just came out the other day, titled Election Fraud, COVID, Currency Reset. And it really encompasses a lot of what we have been witnessing and it's been leading to, which was telegraphed and predicted about what would happen post-election, what would happen during the election. And, John, again, another brilliant piece. We should talk about this. People, it's on everybody's minds, obviously.
Yes, indeed. I think I would start with this. There are various propaganda themes that are at work as we speak right now. And, you know, Trump is acting like a spoiled child. The election is over. The winner has already been decided. He's a bad loser. He's an obstructionist. He should be removed from the White House immediately. I mean, you know, you can get all of these themes that are being presented by the media. But the question really comes down to, and it's similar to when you do an investigation of science. You say, yeah, I can hear all the noise from all the different sides about this, that, and the other thing. But what I'm interested in is, what are the facts and what is the truth? I mean, what else are we trying to do here? So it is with an election. If there's fraud, you do challenges. You do revelations. You do protests. You do whatever. But you certainly do challenges in the courts. I'm not saying the challenges will work necessarily, but in a case like this, we do have precedent where it has gone higher and higher very quickly in the courts, all the way up to the Supreme Court, back down, up again, etc., etc. So people have to stop acting like children, because the idea that there should not be a legal challenge here, or many legal challenges, is absurd. That's par for the course. So is refusing to concede if you believe you have adequate legal challenges. So that's what's happening right now. As far as the fraud goes, I mean, more and more is coming to light. My personal experience, as I say in the article, happened on election night in Michigan, where I was watching all night, falling asleep and coming back, and it became apparent that in the state of Michigan, all of a sudden a huge number of Biden votes came pouring in, and apparently at the same time there was no change in the Trump total figure in Michigan. In other words, it was as if we were looking at all these votes in a row for Biden, one after another, something like 128,000 it looked like at the time, which is, of course, impossible. And nobody on the networks was saying that it was strange or unusual. Nobody was challenging it. Nobody was saying, I mean, there were some strange looks from the people, you know, on Fox, CNN, NBC, etc., etc., but nobody was saying anything. Well, I started to wonder, you know, was I dreaming? But then I saw a New York Times piece that came out, I think, the next day, where they took up this issue. And they explained it, which to me just added more to the idea that there was something criminal going on. They said, yes, there was this sudden leap of 128,000 or whatever it was, 168,000, I think, votes for Biden. But you see, that was a typo.
Hmm.
That was the first time I heard that.
Yeah.
Really? Yes, somebody, you know, in a county in Michigan where they don't even have anywhere near that number of people to begin with, instead of writing 16,800 for Biden, wrote 168,000 for Biden.
For example, yeah, add an extra zero.
And that explains it.
Hmm.
And I said, you're kidding, right? I mean, they do this all the time at the Times and other media outlets. I said, hold it. Let's say it's 16,800 in a row for Biden. You're trying to tell me that without a change in Trump's total, that in itself is reasonable and believable? That 16,800 votes in a row for Biden came in one after another without any change in Trump's total? And at that point, my thought was, all bets are off in this election.
Hmm.
Because certainly we see in the battleground states similar pattern. Trump was way ahead, and all of a sudden Biden caught up. So to me, you know, we've got many states where it looks like it could be fraud was committed.
John, the desperation by what I call the globalists in this election, more unique than any previous election that I remember, because we could argue that, yeah, there's seemingly a difference between a Republican candidate and a Democratic candidate, but in reality, the globalists had them both. And so it didn't matter who won in the big scheme of things. So fraud on the level of minor things here and there probably happened, but not to this extent. Because whether you like Trump or not, and I don't claim he's a constitutionalist, what became clear as he was running and as he was president for the first 4 years here, that he was not part of that club. And he, yeah, did some things you and I said, why did he do that? At the same time, he did some things that were like, oh, my God, that's going to tick off, you know, the pharmaceutical church, so to speak. And so there was a real desperation, I think, because the kind of cheating, if you will, that has happened in this election is so in your face and not even subtle and not even hidden that they're like, we got to throw all caution to the wind here. We can't even pretend. We just got to do this and make this happen somehow because it's going to go horrible for us if Trump gets another 4 years. You know, I'm talking from a globalist perspective.
Right. Yes, I think that's true. I don't think there's any doubt about it. It's obvious. Because you could look at the whole COVID-19 operation, which is what I call it, because it's completely fake.
Yeah.
In ways that we've described over and over again here on the show. And like I say, in any major covert operation, there are levels of benefits to different players, and you have to realize that you're not looking at just one objective or purpose. It has many purposes. Well, on the purpose of getting Trump out of office, which there are reasons for, from the globalist point of view, COVID-19 becomes the occasion for destroying the economy of the United States when Trump's whole platform and speeches and assertions were on the basis of creating a roaring economy. That was his whole thing. So all of a sudden here comes something out of nowhere that destroys the economy. Bang. Right? And there are other facets, but that's the main one. So now Trump can be blamed, in a sense, or, you know, he can't point to the economy and say, look, it's been high, it's still high, I made it higher. No. You've got, you know, more than a million businesses that have been destroyed easily,
mm-hmm.
and millions of lives. So on that level, the globalists certainly have succeeded in torpedoing the Trump presidency, for sure. Even him speaking the words, forget his actions, of being for nationalism and against globalism was like a giant red cape to a bull from the beginning for the globalists. They wanted none of that rhetoric whatsoever. They had their plan all set for global governance and were tightening up loose ends, they thought. And all of a sudden, here came this crazy guy from out of nowhere in New York real estate and seemed to be threatening to upset the whole apple cart.
Well, he hadn't read the script, or he read it and didn't like it. And it was like, no, this is not good for America. And, you know, whatever you say about Trump, I truly believe he's always been about love in this country and what it stands for. And that was something that you could pretend to do. But if you really believed it, that was a threat to globalism. And then you went into this article on the more background on the purpose of the COVID op, and you talk about the linkage between WHO, World Health Organization, and World Bank. And I go into IMF and even Federal Reserve connections. The bankers, always behind all of this, wanted to set the stage through destruction of economies to set up potentially universal basic incomes with all the strings that would come with a new digital currency created out of thin air that would replace the dollar or whatever it is a country would use here. And, you know, again, this is a big global play, but the biggest obstacle to that globalist endgame is, and always has been, the United States of America.
question about it. From a number of perspectives, the U.S. has always been the number one enemy for that. So looking at the bigger picture now, it's kind of like the globalists are saying, well, the current money system, which is completely fabricated and creating money out of thin air, has pretty much reached the end of the line. You know, it's really hard to keep this fakery going once you get up into the, you know, hundreds of trillions of dollars of debt, and you've got countries wanting to bail out of the dollar as a reserve currency for oil and all of this kind of stuff. We have to invent a whole new fakery of money, and we want to make it digital, and we want to tie it to universal income for everybody, because we want everybody to be dependent on
us. And then we write the rules, we make the strings, and it comes with syringes. It does come with syringes called vaccinations. We're going to talk about that as we wrap up the hour here with John Rappaport. The global currency reset. The global reset. What is it all about in reality? We'll talk about it when we come back here with John Rappaport on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Robert Scott Belcher. The article about the global currency reset and more, John Rappaport wrote it, No More Fake News. We have it here at robertscottbell.com. And Lord knows how we're going to get to all of it in our last 5 minutes of this hour, John. But, man, there's some folks that are finally catching on to what we've been saying, the connection to everything here. It's not just one layer, as you said. There are beneficiaries here, there, and they're not all connected necessarily. Not everybody's aware of it. But I think the access to becoming aware of it is more in your face than it's ever been.
No question about it. Tying the currency reset to behavior is really, it's behavior control, mind control, enforced conditioning. In other words, yes, you're now a ward of the state, and as a prize, you get guaranteed income, which means you can eke out a survival for just being alive. But the strings attached to that is you got to walk your dog on a leash. You can't get a ticket. You can't speak out against the government. You can't do this. You can't do that. You certainly can't criticize vaccinations. In fact, you have to take the vaccine for COVID and whatever else we tell you. You have to cooperate with contact tracers. You have to take the test. You have to do this, that, and the other thing. Otherwise, your money is either reduced or canceled, and you're out in the outer darkness, you know, without any support whatsoever, including a job. So that's the backup force. In other words, we love you, we're going to give you money, everything is great, you just have to behave exactly the way we want you to behave. That's the Chinese model, and from the beginning of this whole insane COVID operation, you'll notice that China was receiving heaps of praise from the likes of the United Nations, a World Health Organization. They handled it wonderfully because they locked down 100 million people. And we're going to have to do the same thing. So that's part of the bigger picture here.
Well, and there were politicians in America, particularly Democrats, that were praising and saying, oh, my gosh, if we could only do it like China does it. And so there is a desire by many to establish a communist form of government. They might not like us calling it out, but that's indeed what it is. And universal basic income, if not socialism, it is absolutely a communist agenda and reality that controls your behavior based on
listen, you can do what you want, but you ain't getting what we said we're going to give you, and now you're done. You're in the netherworld, so to speak. And I think it goes against at least the American human nature, if not a lot of humans around the planet that yearn for freedom. I don't think it will work, even if they attempt it, and even though half of the population apparently is drugged enough to support Biden, there would be a different response here in America than in other areas. And we've seen even in Canada there are protests happening over this, even though a lot of them are more socially oriented towards socialism, apparently. So we're on a precipice of a different way of living that we have only seen in the movies. Coming not to a theater near you, because they've shut down the theaters pretty much, but coming to your home and your bank account.
And a word about Biden. There are many words that I would say about him, the first of which is that he's obviously got serious brain problems. I mean, this is like a mental wreck of a man who was pushed to the front by the Democrats to be the next president, really based on name recognition alone. They looked at the whole list of candidates and they say nobody else can win. But Joe Biden, enough people know who he is so we can push him to the foreground. The man suffered a brain aneurysm in 1988 and a pulmonary thrombosis, which is very serious. And I remember him from before that.
Mm-hmm.
He was a slick operator. He was very smart. He was sharp. He could speak very clearly. And he was on Sunday talk shows, political talk shows. He had, to me, what looked like a globalist cast from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But after that serious event in 1988,
yeah,
with his brain, it's not the same guy anymore.
Right. Well, folks, I know...
Now, the thing is, he wants to institute a federal plan.
Right.
COVID plan. That's the point. To overwhelm any governors mm-hmm. who might defect.
Yeah.
Any states that might want to be free.
Yeah, and with what China apparently has on him and his family, a disaster. Folks, don't stop the fight. Stand up. The election is not over. It doesn't look good, but there's freedom, and it's worth standing up for and fighting for. Thank you, John Rappaport. Always great to have you on board.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.